I'm looking for a word. Somebody say, I'm looking for a word. Genesis chapter 3. And we want to look at verse 20. Genesis chapter 3. And we want to look at verse 20. When you've got it, just say, I got it. And the word reads on this order. And Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. And just from that section of scripture, I want to use for a subject this morning, when mothers get the mindset of God. When mothers get the mindset of God. When we look back and look at the beginning of mankind, we discover that Genesis 1 and 1 simply says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, when we view today, look at mothers, we must realize that Eve will become the first mother, and the word Eve simply means living. She was the first to ever give birth to a child. She has three sons, Cain, Abel, and Seth. And when we look through the genealogy of the matter, we'll discover that it will be through the line of Seth that people begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Now today, when we look at Mother's Day, we must remember that mothers brought us into this world. I'm finna say something. But mothers are not the world. Just say ouch. And I had to place emphasis on that. I'm gonna tell you why I did that. All across this country today, mothers will be exalted. And sometimes the name of God won't ever get mentioned. And our purpose for coming into this place is to give God praise, honor, and glory. And as we look on this day, mothers becoming like God, number one, mothers should be protectors. Exodus chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4, you'll find one of the most protective mothers, and her name is Jochebed. And Jochebed is the mother of Moses. And she took a great risk to protect her son. Now, when we study the actual plan in Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 16, it was the enemy's plan to destroy all the male children so that the race would not continue. They wanted to destroy all of the Hebrew boys, but you got to remember now that the word of God says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And whenever the enemy thinks he's got an advantage, God will create a problem. Somebody say, what's the problem? Now in verse 17 through 22, you'll discover that the midwives feared God, so therefore they did not carry out the wishes of the king. And God's plan still rode on. And after Jochebed had Moses, she had to figure out, now what am I going to do with this baby? Because see, I work for the king, and I can't go up in there with this baby in my arms, so I know that they would kill my child. And see, sometimes you have to do whatever you gotta do to be protectors. And she places Moses up on the Nile River. And see, what you gotta comprehend in your mind is that the Nile River is a crocodile-infested river. But she placed all her trust in God, saying, I know that the Lord will take care of my child. And see, sometimes in life, favor just ain't fair. And her scheme was, she placed him on the river in a basket, knowing that she was going to change her role from being a mama to becoming his nanny. You'll do what you have to do if you really want to protect somebody. And the Bible says that after arriving in the king's house, his daughter got him out the river. She was able to raise her son even right there in the king's house. And that's what the Lord means when he says, thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemy. See, Pharaoh had no idea that this protective mother was allowing a leader of Israel to be raised in his own house. Mothers protect us in many ways. Physically, they protect us from danger. Morally, they protect us by teaching us right from wrong. And emotionally, they will protect us from things that they know that will hurt us. And spiritually, we should bring up kids in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And somebody can say this morning that God is my protector. And a protector will do anything they can to make sure that no hurt, harm, and danger comes upon the one that they're protecting. And right now, can you say that God is my protector? Then secondly, mothers should be supportive. Hannah is a great example. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 24 through 28, you'll discover that first of all, Hannah went to God and asked God for what she wanted. And the Bible says that she asked God to give her a son. Now, I know somebody here saying, so what? She asked for a boy child. You got to understand that Hannah was not able to have any children. But then she said, God, I'm going to call up on you because I trust you. And then God gave her a son. As a mother, to be supportive, sometimes you got to give God back what you asked for. And the Bible said that she gave him back to the Lord. And see, what happened was, in this day and time, it was designed for the son to work to take care of the mother. But the Bible said that she gave him back to the Lord, and when she gave him, he began to work in the house of the Lord. So in other words, he wasn't getting paid a whole lot of money, but she knew that God would provide. And there are some things that we can learn from Hannah. See, most times we got to understand that God will give you what you need. How do you know this, Pastor? He says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Number one, God will answer prayer. That's one thing we get from Hannah. And secondly, we understand that we must give our children back to the Lord to use them as he sees fit. Mamas, I'm finna go somewhere. Sometimes you try to plan your child's life. Don't sit there and look at me like that. But see, as my grandmama used to say, every pot got to sit on its own. Because sometimes your plan may not be God's plan. I know you want him to be a doctor, but he might want to be a mechanic. Then whatever it is, we've got to learn to be supportive to our children in the Lord's work. Then, number three, when I look in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21, I find another real supportive mother by the name of Rizpah. And Rizpah was living in a time that they were trying to destroy more of God's people. Now, let me bring the story straight. Saul, which came along, was now he had a concubine by the name of Rizpah. And Rizpah had 7 male children in her family that were killed by the Gibeonites. And she had 2 sons that were killed by this enemy. And the enemy would destroy them and would leave their bodies out in the desert to be eaten by the birds. But a supportive mother, which she was, she said, now, I don't want the birds to eat up my child. So the Bible said that the entire harvest season, that she stayed there and she kept the ravens from eating up her child. What greater love can you have than to not want your child to be eaten up? And the Bible says that her supportiveness influenced the king so much that he went and got the bodies of her kinfolk and took them and gave them a proper burial. There's nothing like a supportive mother. Then we've got to understand that there's an instructive mother. In Timothy, we see where he talks about grandmother. And Paul told him, said, now I want you to let them be an example of faith. Now, they've taught you in the scriptures. Let me ask a question. Mothers, how much do you teach your children in the scripture? How much time do you actually spend talking to your children about the Lord? See, the first song that a child ought to learn ought to be about God instead of being about Barney. Amen. Because there's a love of God, and there's something that we should put in our children that will let them realize that I can't make it without the Lord. Then we see a loyal mother. John chapter 19, verse 25. And it lets us know that God is loyal to us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now, I tell you, man will let you down. Man will disappoint you. But God is one that sticketh closer than a brother. And today, mothers, you need to be loyal. When I think about here in John chapter 19, Jesus hanging out on a cross, most of his disciples had abandoned him. And they went on to the upper room. But somewhere at the foot of that cross, I see a woman by the name of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus. She said, now, I'm going to be with you to the very end. And as they hung him high and as they scratched him, I can see her there with tears in her eyes. And I can hear him saying, woman, behold your son. And as he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour, I'm sure that her eyes were filled with tears. I'm sure that she had some heartache. I'm sure that she began to reflect back when she gave birth to him in Bethlehem. But she decided, she said, but God, I can't cry too much right now, because your destiny was, once you were given to me, I had to give you back to the God that created you. She was loyal. No matter. Let me tell you something, mothers. You need to take your pride and throw it in the river. You holy rollers, you need to take your pride and ego and throw it in the river. I got to tell you this, because what happens is, what I'm saying is this, no matter what your children do, they still your children. Now, I know your kids don't do no wrong, but no matter, and I got some holy folk that talk about, I'm going to disown you. Let me tell you something about God. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be here today. But let me break it down like a shotgun. And I'm putting a barrel at me and you. I got a double barrel now. And what I'm trying to say is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so I don't care who you are, mother so-and-so, lady so-and-so, sister so-and-so, all of us are in a mess. And you got to realize that a mess came from a mess. What are you talking about, Pastor? One sin, if you go, when I read Genesis chapter 3 today, before there were any children here, there was no sin. Amen. And then after Eve messed up, her punishment was that she would have to bear the pain of childbirth. And even though children are a blessing, they came by as a result of a punishment of. So in other words, Eve messed up, Cain messed up, Abel messed up, Seth messed up, Moses messed up, and time out, you messed up. Yeah, I feel pretty good right now. You got to be loyal to your children. Mothers, don't give up. Because I can hear somebody say, please be patient with me. Because God is not through with me yet. You better quit wanting your 18-year-olds act like they 70. They ain't old as you. And the reason you acting like you acting is because some stuff don't work like it used to. And so now you've been resolved to that point. But God had mercy on you. And he'll have mercy on our children. Y'all looking at me kind of crazy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you look at the foot now because you ain't got nowhere else to live. But I'm so happy that God is a perfect example to mothers. Somebody said, what do you mean, Pastor? What kind of example is God to mothers? Can anybody here say, God is my protector. He's a shelter in a time of storm. Oh yeah, I can say God is. He's a fence all around me every day. He leads me, he protects me as I travel along this narrow way. And I thank God right now that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, because God's my protector. Somebody said, God is my help in a time of trouble. Can anybody here say, God is my protector? And then secondly, God is supportive. He's always there. Even when I fall, he's always there. And I can hear the Isaiah say, though your sin be as scarlet, he shall wash them white as snow. I'm so glad that God supports me. What are you talking about, Pastor? He said that he took my sins. He dipped them down in his red blood. He threw them in a sea of forgetfulness. He threw them as far as the east is from the west, never to bring them up no more. I'm so glad I've got a supporter. His name is Jesus, Mary's baby, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. Are you supported like Jesus is? Then I'm so glad right now that God is instructive. What do you mean? He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Somebody can say, right now, God, I need you right now. I don't know which way to turn. I want you to lead and guide me. I want you to direct me into the path that I ought to go. I'm so glad that God is instructive. I can hear somebody say, Lord, I want you to teach me. Tell God, I want you to teach me. Lord, I want you to teach me all your ways, all your precepts. And then I can hear somebody say, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. I want you to lead and guide me every day. I want you to sin. I want you to sin. I want you to send your anointing. Somebody said, every day I need the Lord to help me. And then right now, can anybody say that I'm loyal just like God is? See, God don't switch sides. God don't play flip-flop. He's God and he never changes. I'm so glad that God is loyal. And when times get tough, when friends walk away, I can say he's always stood right there. He's been by my side. Somebody said, what a friend we have in Jesus. all our sin and griefs to bear. It's all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Somebody said he's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. I tell you, he's my deliverance. He's my hope. Somebody said, my hope is built. I don't know what you got your hope in, mothers. Your bank account will get empty. Your cars will tear up. Your houses will cave in. But I can say he's never left me alone. I'm so glad I had a mother that had the mindset of Jesus. And right now, have you got the mindset of God? Do you know he's your protector? If you know he's your protector, would you just say yeah? If you know he's been supportive, say yeah, yeah. If he's been real loyal to you, I want you to say, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Somebody said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If it had not been for Jesus in my life, where would I be? I thank God for mama this morning. I thank God for having a praying mama this morning. But most of all, I thank God for Jesus that came through Bethlehem, down through 40 and two generations, healed the sick, raised the dead, opened up blind eyes, mended broken hearts. And right now, I just say, Lord, I thank you. Can anybody say, Lord, I thank you? Can anybody say, Lord, I thank you? Yeah, for all that you've done. For all that you've done. Somebody said, he brought me from a mighty long way. I don't know how I made it. Sometimes I fail. But I say, Jesus reached way down and he picked me up. I just thank God for Jesus. I just thank God for Jesus. He forgave my sins. He saved my soul. I'm just so glad that right now that God is my Father, that Jesus is my Savior, that the Holy Ghost is my babysitter. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he saved my soul, that he made me whole. And I know we get tired down here sometime. And somebody can say, after a while, tell somebody, after a while, things are going to get better. By and by. Somebody said, by and by. I said, when the morning comes, when all of God's saints get together, get ready to go home, tell somebody, I'm going home. I'm going home, home. I'm going home forever and ever. And ever, and ever, yeah, I'm going home, about to be checkout time, gonna punch in my time card, troubles will be over, sorrows will be done, no more tears, no more crying, no more heartache, no more pain. And somebody said, when I get there, some of you that mother's already gone, you can say, I'll see my mother. When I get there, I'll tell mother, howdy, howdy. I look back and wonder how I made it over. And one reason I made it, because you were praying, mama. You were praying that your son didn't die and go to hell. I'm going to say, mama, I made it. I made it. But then that ain't the best of the story. But when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, the one that died for me, the one that hung out there for me, and I took him down and buried him in an old dusty grave all night. The first night, couldn't hear nothing from Jesus. All night, the second night, couldn't hear nothing from Jesus. But then somebody said, early, early, early. On the third day morning, He got up. You don't believe he got up? You don't believe? Yeah, he got up with all power. And I can tell you, when we all get to heaven, what a day it's gonna be. Mothers, have you got the mindset of Jesus? Are you loyal? Are you supportive? Are you instructive? Are you a prayer? Are you a believer? Let me tell you something as we get on my seat. Most things that we place emphasis on have nothing to do with our eternal fate. Don't pat yourself on the back because you cook for your kids. You're supposed to. Don't give yourself an accolade and award because they went to school. The law requires that at age 6. But now if you want to put a measuring stick, say, how much did I contribute in order for my child to reach his final? I know we take tests in school, we take semester exam, but I say my final destination. And if you've not directed your children toward God, don't get upset. It ain't over. You can start today, because let me tell you, you're never too old to learn. I love you. You love me. We are a happy family. Sound pretty good with the big purple man. But when it come down to die, Barney can't do him any good. But I know a man. I know a man. Does anybody know a man? They say he's a water walker. They say he's one that got dead folk up from the dead. Open blind eyes. Open deaf ears. He's able. He's able. He's able to lead you from earth to glory. The invitation is given. And if you don't know the man, today you can get to know the man. And I realize that mama prayed for you, but salvation is personal. Mama can't die for you. Would that be one? Let us stand.